This is 89.1 KMUW. Up next, KMUW editorial commentator Richard Krausen says attending a recent event reminded him about the importance of diversity.
On a warm Kansas autumn day, I made my way over to our neighborhood elementary school. Every October, they have a fall fest. The proceedings always start with an amazing event. A huge parking lot square dance. Somehow the music teacher organizes 100 or so elementary students and their adult relatives into twirling couples that do-si-do and promenade their way around the pavement. It is a wondrous sight. Like many public schools, this one has a large population of Asian Americans, African Americans, Mexican Americans, and plenty of Caucasian kids, too. There are sprinklings of other cultures as well, and all of the various religions associated with them. And here they all were, swinging their partners and skip-to-malooing. The autumn sun bathed them in the amber tones of mid-October. As I sat taking it all in on the sidelines, a friend handed me a cell phone with a news story on its screen. Three men in Garden City, Kansas, had been arrested for allegedly planning a terrorist act, car-bombing the homes of immigrant families. Allegedly, their goal was a bloodbath in which immigrant children would be killed. I decided to direct my attention back to the square dance of diversity that was joyfully prancing about under the vast expanse of Kansas skies. This dance is wider than any narrow vision of hatred and violence could ever be. This dance is the real Kansas. For KMUW, I'm Richard Krausen.